give you a little appreciation starting today. Of course, there may be some interruptions due to social conferences and times of, and such, but we'd like to have some time to fellowship something of the Word. And we hope in the coming days, as we have possibly some visitors with us, some newer ones that don't have that much foundation in the Word, that we would begin to have a little bit of truth, maybe 10 or 15 minutes a week, that we can share with them. And actually, we need to learn how to present what we believe in a simple, clear way. So we felt like in the coming weeks, we would use this book, The Economy of God, and begin to just share little by little, bit by bit, a couple of points. And this will kind of strengthen and enrich our time of fellowship together. So what I'll do this morning is just give a little bit of an introduction and share maybe the first couple of sections here, and then we can continue in the coming weeks. So the first thing is that this wonderful book, The Economy of God, given by our brother Witness Lee in the summer conference of 1964, set a wonderful foundation for our experience and enjoyment of Christ. And actually, we believe today this is much needed among God's people, that this matter of the tripartite man, the body, soul, and spirit, and God being triune so that He can dispense Himself into us, answers the longing of millions of God's hungry and seeking people over this earth today. And that we are indebted to the people around us to present these truths so that they can be enlightened. There's many people today, they do not know the difference between their spirit and their soul. All their inner parts are a little bit confused to them. So it's very hard to experience Christ if you don't know where He dwells. Okay, so this book, even just in the first few chapters, talks about how man has three parts. Man is tripartite, body, soul, and spirit. And God is triune for the purpose so He can dispense Himself into us. So what we hope, of course, many of you, you may have read this book years ago. I've had this book for quite a number of years, as you can see. It may be, in a sense, familiar to you. But the question is, how adequately and how prepared are we to share the wonderful truths we have to your office mate, to the next door neighbor, to the person you meet in your daily life? So we need to be equipped with the precious verses of the Word. So we hope that you would not just take this as a little speaking we have once a week, but rather you would know we're going to get into this. So if we read the first two sections in chapter one, be assured next week, unless we're in a special conference or something, we'll go through another couple more sections. Probably a different brother will share a little something more. But in this way, we hope to supply ourselves with some riches of Christ. And also, we want to put this up on our website so that those who are not able to hear, they may have been sick today or gone. And some of the community at large, this we expect will be searchable, search engine available points on YouTube or wherever, or iTunes or something, and that people can find this and be helped by it. There are people that are looking, and they want what we have. So we need to make it available. So don't even just look at the faces in this room. Think about that person who may be searching iTunes or something that meets the longing deep in their spirit. Okay? So let us take this, that we're not just here to just say, I know that, and just to agree with the teaching, but to ask the Lord to make this our spiritual reality so that we can live this, we can present this, and hopefully even those around us can receive it. Okay? So we'll take a look at chapter one, just a couple of things. First is this matter of what is God's economy? And I tell you the truth, I don't know that there's another translation other than the Recovery Version that uses this. I've seen a dispensation of God. I've seen something about stewardship. But honestly, I don't think they use it, even if you can transliterate the word oikonomia into economy, because I don't think there's very many people that really know what the economy of God is. So they'll do their best to make an accurate rendering, but to realize that the economy of God has to do with God's household management. It is His household administration. It's His way to dispense the riches, all the incredible wealth that He has. So we need to see that with God, He is this unsearchably rich businessman who has an infinite amount of capital, all of which is Himself. And He has a desire in the universe, and that is that all of what He is could be imparted for free of charge, and the issue would be a product, and the product would be the enlargement of Himself.
Amen.
Okay? So we have this incredible businessman with the most awesome enterprise in the universe who has infinite capital and has this marvelous plan to reproduce Himself.
Amen.
So he's the businessman, he's the capital, eventually he's the product. And what is he doing? He's doing a work of dispensing. So the problem is without seeing this, many people are just distracted with good things. And in church history, when Paul wrote this, some of the good things included Jewish Judaism with its law. I mean, you just consider, without the law, people are beasts. You know what I mean? You can't say that the law is a bad thing. No, it's a good thing, right? It tells people, you know, how to conduct themselves. They won't kill one another and they won't cheat one another. But unfortunately, Judaism, with all of its laws, though good, not, you know, they didn't carry out God's purpose, which is to impart Himself. So while they're trying to dutifully satisfy God's law and to please God by keeping the law, they miss out that God wants to impart Himself. So maybe in the Old Testament, it was okay. It kept them from, preserved them as a people. But when they brought that into the church and says, you must circumcise your children or you can't be saved, then this became a problem related to God's economy. There was something else other than the Lord Himself. And then the other thing was philosophy. You know, philosophy, don't think it was just something in that age. Today, there's many people that are occupied with philosophy. And these philosophies, even they may be quite good. I mean, you consider the teachings of Confucius were philosophical teachings. They helped people to be ethical human beings. But the problem was, is that philosophy with good principles was a counterfeit to the economy of God. God doesn't want us to be evil people, but if we're good without Him, then His purpose is not fulfilled, right? So these were all the distractions. So Paul came in and he said something simple like this. He says, I charged you when I was going into Ephesus, when I was going to Macedonia, to stay there so that you could urge or charge people not to teach different things rather than God's economy, which is in faith. So what is this economy? We need to see it clearly. God's economy is simply His plan to dispense Himself into humanity.
Amen.
Okay, let's read that point together. What does it say?
God's economy is simply His plan to dispense Himself into humanity.
This is a marvelous thing. This needs to be repeated many times in order to impress us deeply. What is God's economy? God's economy is what? His plan to dispense Himself into humanity. So when we see another human being, maybe even damaged as they may be, pitiful as they are, we wouldn't look at them outwardly. We'd realize this person is a vessel. They are created by God for this one unique purpose, so that He could dispense Himself into them, to reproduce Himself in them. Okay, what else does it say there? We already mentioned God being a businessman. So what must we do? We must discover what God is in order to know what He is dispensing. So the last thing is, if we want to realize what God is dispensing, we need to know what God is. If I want to receive somebody's text message or their phone call, I need to know the cell connect, you know, cell technology, right? Then you can get the transmission. Well, what is God? God's essence is spirit. So we need to know that our God is spirit, and that where does He come to? He comes to our spirit. Now, we'll get into that in the future weeks, but I like this little point that we need to realize that God is spirit and that we have a human spirit, and that The way God does this is that He wants to come and dwell in our spirit to impart all that God is into our being. So I think for this is maybe good. We'd like to keep these times somewhat short. Hopefully, I hope that many people will come to discover what is God's economy, that God wants to dispense Himself into man. Okay, so I think this is good. And if there's anyone who wants to just share a little something about this, feel free. I just tell you, from checking the internet, every day there are many people that are looking to know about what is man's spirit. And so I hope that we will be ready to share with them. You have three parts, a body, a soul, and a spirit. And God wants to dispense Himself into your spirit. Okay? Good. Amen. Hallelujah.